This is The Total Counselor and your host, attorney Alan Margulies.
Let's go. Alan Margulies, The Total Counselor, here with you. I was about to give out my phone number, but now I'm going to give out the station phone number because today we are taking your calls on the air. So you can reach us at 508-871-7000. But if ever you have a question that you'd like to reach out to me, you can always catch me at radio@totalcounselor.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, Total Counsel Law Group. And why don't I get started with a quick introduction with my guest today, David Karofsky from Transition Consulting Group. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for joining us on the show today. So let's set the stage why I have you on here, and welcome back. I think it was last August we had you on the show before.
That's right.
So I start every show talking about this concept of minds around the table, and really I'm not going to use the presidential candidate that I typically use to discuss the minds around the table. We'll just start. The minds around the table is basically a concept that I've employed in my practice professionally, but also personally. And professionally, it basically is in my area where we're either doing taxes or estate planning, you typically need a number of different professionals to assist in a transaction. If it's a simple family, we may have the attorney, the insurance agent, the financial advisor, an investment manager, the accountant, those individuals to assist to determine what is the best course of action, what's the best plan. When we start to add businesses into that estate planning mix, we might add a couple of different other characters, similar to yourself, David. And so we have this, and I envision it as a huge table with swivel chairs so that we accept people's advice, considerations, and whatnot, and then they can swivel right out to the side. And in the personal setting, it's very important. I shared on the radio a couple of weeks ago, I had started this T25 Beachbody workout, and I was getting very frustrated the other day because I didn't find that the scale was being cooperative with the exercise that I've been doing. So I reached out to my future sister-in-law, who is my coach, and I said, I'm not liking the scale, but I'm feeling good with my body. And she then gave me some advice. And that's really what the Minds Around the Table does. It provides that extra support, that extra advice, because after all, while I think I know it all, I don't actually. So, David, why don't we start with our listeners? Again, 508-871-7000 if you'd like to ask any questions. And as we start to talk, you'll get an idea of the types of questions to reach out to us. So, David, why don't you share with us a little bit Transition Consulting Group? And I've basically invited you on because you're one of the minds to have around the table, especially dealing not just business, but family business.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about Transition Consulting Group, working with your father, and your background.
So Transition Consulting Group was started originally by my dad back in the mid-90s. It was his second career. My father grew up in our family's business. He was third generation in our family's wholesale wall covering distribution business up in Boston on Summer Street. Sold it back in the late 80s, went back to school, and ended up getting connected with a university in Boston and started doing family business work. Transition Consulting Group focuses on working with family and closely held businesses. And we focus on really the transition of that business. How do you pass that business down from one generation to the next? Obviously, a lot of it deals with the family dynamics within a family business, be it conflict among family members, roles and responsibilities, decision-making criteria. How does the senior generation let go? How does the younger generation take hold? Who of the younger generation is the appropriate leader? All of these things need to be discussed, need to be talked about, need to be worked through in order to build a sustainable business going forward. So my feeling is, deal with the family dynamics, manage the family dynamics to allow the business to succeed and grow going forward.
And that's something that we always see is the succession of any business, whether it's family or otherwise, it always seems to struggle from that next generation, that whether it's family generation or whether it's just somebody that's going to be taking over the business, because very often you are in a situation where we need that plan. We're going to have a succession, but the forethought isn't really taken to actually lay out that succession plan.
That's right.
The succession is there. It's the plan that always seems to be missing.
Well, the succession is going to happen whether you do it proactively or reactively. one way or another, that business is going to get, you know, passed, sold, changed somehow. That's inevitable. But you're right. It's the plan where often it's the most important part. And our belief is that if you proactively look at a succession plan, lay it out. It doesn't mean it has to happen tomorrow. I mean, we work with clients who want to lay out a 10-year succession plan. We're not trying to put that out to pasture. It's about being proactive. It's about being responsible business people and putting that plan in place. And it's about talking about what roles and responsibilities. What's the right level of education a child should have before he or she comes into the business? What level of experience should they have prior to even joining the business? We call that entry criteria. So it might be a certain level of education. It might be X number of years, 3-5 years working somewhere else, maybe in a related industry, to gain that experience and then bring that experience to your own family's business. It also allows that younger generation to know that they can work on their own and that they're not dependent on their family for survival. And so we incorporate all these different types of best practices into building a transition plan for that business.
Excellent. And we're going to talk about communication because that's a major factor.
Yep.
Maybe in the next segment. But one thing that you bring up that I think is very important is it takes patience and it takes planning. A few weeks back, we had Betsy Brewer on the show, and she was talking through the Southwick Zoo and the succession planning that's taking place there. Yep. And her biggest suggestion when I asked her is that what one piece of advice would you give out to a family that's going through that succession plan? And her advice was start as early as possible in the process.
Yeah, it's not, you know, when we look at the quote-unquote senior generation and everyone's thinking, you know, that's the 65 to 70-year-old person, and it very well may be. But we've talked with 55, 60-year-old guys who have a good 10 years left in their business, if not more, to ask them what's their plan. And by and large, the answer is, I don't know yet. We'll see. You know, my son just came into the business 3 years ago, or my daughter's just graduating grad school, or whatever it might be. It's never too early to just start thinking about it, much like estate planning, right? It's never too early. You don't have to wait until you're married and have kids to have an estate plan. And our belief is the same thing with a transition plan.
Absolutely. And that's where when you're going through the plan, you may have a few different plans. It's amazing always is that I look at in my own business, I'm constantly looking at changing, tweaking, making adjustments and figuring out, okay, where do I want this business to be when I grow up?
That's right.
At what point do I need to make that change so that it's these slight adjustments that need to be made rather than these drastic? Because like you say is that one way or another, it's like an estate plan. The government has a plan for you if you don't do one for yourself.
Right. And every business has a succession plan, whether you plan for it or not. It's going to happen. I'm doing it right now with my father. I joined my dad 6 years ago in this consulting business. I had a whole career doing a bunch of other things. And my dad will be 70, let's say my dad will be 72 next month. And so for us not to be talking about this for the last several years is foolish. We have to eat our own dog food, so to speak. And so we have a plan in place. And, you know, the magic number for him is 75. It doesn't mean he's going to stop cold turkey, but he's going to slow down. He's already started to slow down. We work with certain clients, and I work with other clients, and sometimes we work together. He loves to write and do that. And then I'm looking at what's next for me. And then when my dad leaves or decides to retire or slows down, what do I do with my business? And who do I bring on as additional partners? So we've already started that process with ourselves. And it's reassuring for me as the successor, as the younger generation, the one who's going to continue to take it over, knowing there's a plan in place and knowing that my future is secure because he and I have talked about it proactively and have addressed the challenge.
Now, how important have you actually documented it, or is it just conversation at this time?
So pieces are documented. We have buy-sell agreements. Those pieces are certainly, although it's my father and I trust him more than anybody in the world, it's still a business. And our feeling, when I joined him 6 years ago, we put in a legit with an attorney, the whole thing, the buy-sell agreement, what happens, God forbid, I get hit by a truck, and, you know, the whole thing. We went through it all. So that piece is documented. The piece that's not documented and is more loosely, but we speak about it often, multiple times a year we talk about it, is what happens next. Where is he? How is he feeling? What does he want to continue to do? What does he want to let go of? Where am I? What are my needs and desires? And so that piece is not documented per se, but it's certainly talked about, you know, often.
Great. I'm Alan Margulies, the Total Counselor. I've got David Karofsky from Transition Consulting Group. You can reach us at 508-871-7000. We'll take your calls, and we'll be right back.